Since August, 20 lawmakers and scores of education advocates have been working to devise a fair method for divvying up state dollars for schools. Facing a deadline of February 1st to produce a new plan, they've hammered out a few areas of consensus. But this week, State Senator Daniel Biss, a Democrat from Evanston, challenged his colleagues to include teacher pensions in the discussion.
Under the current system in Illinois, the teachers who teach outside of the Chicago public school system get their pension through something called the Teachers Retirement System. They put in 9.4% of each paycheck, and then the state puts in the rest. And in Chicago, teachers there put into something called the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund. And there, it's the Chicago Public School District, rather than the state, that's making most of the employer payment.
As part of a larger reform package, the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund became the target of a partisan battle last spring. Democrats proposed sending $200 million to cover teacher pensions at CPS. Republicans called it a Chicago bailout, killing the whole plan. But under the current system, the state has little control over pension costs. There was a time when districts could give teachers big raises right before retirement to boost their pensions.
Then laws were passed to limit those raises to 20%, and then much more recently, laws were passed limiting those raises to 6%.
Can they do the 6% for multiple years?
Yeah, I believe it's the last 4 years, which all count toward the pension calculation.
Does it also apply to administrators?
It sure does.
So 6% of a principal's salary for four consecutive years, that could add up.
That's a big deal, yeah. If you're talking about someone making $140,000 or something and then gets 6% 4 years in a row, you know, all of a sudden they're making maybe $180,000 or something. That's a pretty significant bump.
So school districts set salaries, but the pension portion is magically paid by the state. According to one commission member, depending on the district, pension costs start at $300 per pupil and range upwards of four times that amount.
Everyone understands that it makes more sense for the entity that's actually setting the salary to be responsible for the payment. There's logic to that, and I think it creates more transparency around any kind of negotiation that would happen between the district and the teachers, between the teachers and the state, or between the district and the state.
The commission's goal is overhauling the school funding formula, a job that's like untangling a dense, thorny hedge. Adding pensions to the mix is like hiding a snake in that hedge. When Biss brought it up this week, the reaction was chilly, but he zeroed in on some pretty simple numbers, which I asked him to recap for me.
Illinois has a very property tax-reliant school funding system. We rely on property taxes more than any other state, and therefore we have a really inequitable system because obviously districts with a lot of property wealth can spend a lot more on their schools than districts with very little property wealth. What our discussion is about is saying, hey, as long as that's true, at least we should make sure that the other money we spend on education creates some equity. And that's the formula that we're trying to improve. With that formula, we're spending a little bit more than $5 billion a year. We're also spending almost $4 billion on the teacher's retirement system. In other words, we're spending $5 billion to make things more equitable and $4 billion to make things less equitable.
Number crunchers are now testing how pension costs might play with the other reforms under consideration. Will it stay in the plan? Biss doesn't know.
If we can't reach consensus on that, I get it. I don't want to derail our progress. But if equity is the goal, and we're going to try to improve equity on the $5 billion we're spending in one way and leave the inequity on the table with the $4 billion we're spending the other way, that means we've still got a lot of work ahead of us.